America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
So they got a depth piece on the defensive line.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Let's get excited. A depth piece.
Well, hold on. I guess... And I don't want to fall prey to my ears only listening to like three people and then calling it a thing. But so can we dip our toe in the water and see if this is a thing?
Sure.
888-957-9570. Did some of you take today as some sort of a litmus test as whether or not the 49ers are contenders? Am I hearing that right? Like, are some of you questioning that? Because the Niners are 4-4, or because they've been a little disappointing in this spot or that spot or whatever, the wild card race doesn't look like it's falling their way in the NFC. They sit there a half game out of first place in the NFC West. Analytics all firmly in their favor as the favorite to win that division. They're acquiring a bunch of NFL talent in the next few weeks. Two actual real nice players this weekend in Christian McCaffrey and Juwan Jennings. Like, I heard a lot of people today watching what the Niners were doing, sort of like almost like they were playing poker, like they were going to declare, are you going high or are you going low? I'm like,
They folded.
What do you mean?
They neither went high nor went low.
Okay.
They added a depth piece at D-line. They didn't improve what you wanted, wide receiver room.
Yeah, I wanted them to.
And they didn't improve, really, for me, the D-line with a front end or, you know, an edge rusher who was out there who could be had for maybe not a song, but two songs. And so instead they spent a seventh-round pick on a guy who hasn't played for Houston much this year, and they brought in a backup.
Okay.
Okay.
But are you translating that to mean that the Niners are not all in on this year or not contenders?
I translate that to mean that they think that they have enough to be contenders.
Okay.
And I don't know if I believe that.
Okay.
You've had a hard time stopping the run, so you brought in a guy that Houston was willing to cast off for a seventh-round pick next year, which is less than a song. It's like a bar.
Sure.
Not even a full song. And so that's the move you made. You brought in a cast off from another team that's contending. So a contending team had a guy in their team that they weren't using, and they said, yeah, you can have him. Give us a seventh next year. There you go. That's your upgrade. For me, that's not a real upgrade. That to me is pretty underwhelming.
Well, and that's
for a team
fine.
That has needs.
But put the move itself aside and let's examine the larger picture here. I guess I didn't realize, and maybe this is on me, I didn't realize that these unfortunate losses to the Rams and Cardinals, I didn't realize that in the minds of some, so it seems, again, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but so it seems for some people that means that this just isn't the Niners' year, so oh well. Like, is that...
No, that's not it, but...
I'm hearing, not from you, but like, yeah. Like the whole idea of we're going to see the Niners, if they make a big move, it's because they believe in their team, and if they don't, it's because they don't.
That's not the way I see it.
Well, me neither.
The way I see it is you have needs, and you can go from being in a precarious spot, which is where you are. You're in a bit of a precarious spot because you lost two games you shouldn't have lost. You could have gotten a lot better today by adding somebody, by making a bold move like you have last year and the year before and 3 years before when you got McCaffrey. You didn't have to do something super, super bold, but you could have gotten better. You could have gotten a better defensive lineman. You could have gotten an edge rusher for a fifth-round pick, and you settled on basically a cast-off for a seventh-round pick from next year. You basically brought in a backup. You brought in a backup D-lineman, which, okay, you needed D-line help because you lost Javon Hargrave.
That's
the move you made.
But I think your point to me sounds like it's more about who they didn't get as opposed to who they did. Like, Khalil Davis, there's no issue with that, right? There's no problem.
You basically got a backup middle infielder.
A rotational piece.
Sure.
It's a rotational piece.
You got a not a closer, not a starter. You got a middle reliever.
Yeah, but a rotational piece at a spot where you're thin.
Sure.
But again, I'm not offended by that.
I'm not offended either, did not feel to me like a move. Like Detroit, they made bold moves. Kansas City, bold moves.
But Detroit, and I would argue that both of those moves were because they lost people at those positions, and that became an absolute must-have need.
But the Niners lost someone at that position.
Which position?
At D-lineman. They lost Javon Hargrave a long time ago.
And since then, you've been getting crushed,
but you brought in a backup.
They've not been getting crushed.
In the run game,
No, they haven't. Look at the numbers.
Yes. James Conner gashed you. Kyron Williams crushed you. And Kareem Hunt owned you.
Kyron Williams.
Are these not games? That actually happened?
Look at the yards per carry, and I think you're A, overstating it, and B, you're bringing up games when Javon was still playing. So that's irrelevant. Like, they lost a defensive tackle who, by the way, is not very good against the run to begin with. I'd argue his backups, including the guy they got today, by metrics are better against the run than he was. He's better against the pass, but that's not really what we're talking about. So you bring up the Lions, they got a pass rusher, right, Aiden Hutchinson. And the Chiefs, they went and got a receiver, right, Rashee Rice. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted the Niners to get a receiver, because Brandon Ayuk.
And receivers were out there cheap today, and they didn't get one.
Exactly. So that's a little head-scratcher to me, number one. I mentioned the Deontay Johnson thing last week was something I would have gotten in on. He was free. He was essentially free. Now, the name that I thought was actually kind of sexy to people, even though, look, come on, linemen in the NFL. It's not like most people cruising around know who these people are. But the cat from the Giants, Azeez Ojulari, he's a linebacker and can rush the passer. That's someone the Niners were rumored to be in on. But you know what we don't know? Maybe they think he's going to be ready to roll in 2 weeks and looks good. I don't know. But, I'm with you. I don't think today was a bold move. I'm not going to be demanding that you go get someone at a position where you think you've already got someone. I don't think there were enough snaps for Za'Darius Smith, for example.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
That's a starter.
Right, right.
And the Niners have two edge rushing starters.
Yeah, but they don't play 95% of the snaps. They play about 70% each. You know, Bosa's usually about 70, 75. And so you have a deeper rotation and you can work a guy in. And so I look at rushing the quarterback, which has been a problem. And we know that this defensive coordinator does not blitz a lot. They rush a lot of four man. And I have not seen a lot of Floyd pressures. He's done okay. And Bosa's been good. But you can't tell me that you wouldn't like to have more quarterback pressures when you go away from Floyd or away from Bosa when those guys get a rest. And I also thought you could have brought in a more impactful defensive tackle than Khalil Davis to join a D-tackle group that's been underwhelming.
I don't know who was available. Was there someone that you like that you had your eye on?
Many people were talking about Jadeveon Clowney as a guy who was gettable.
I don't think he was. Like, I mean, Russini reported a couple of days ago that a lot of those names that get thrown out, like, you know, 3 weeks ago, it was like, let's get Max Crosby. Well, Max Crosby wasn't going anywhere.
Well, that's those Max
teams,
Crosby.
Yeah, those
you
teams.
Know, I was looking at reports this morning from, you know, 5 hours ago where the Dolphins and the Eagles were both eyeing Clowney as a possible target. And so I do think that he was available and out there. But it comes down to what you want to expend in draft capital. And, you know, they lost Hargrave after the Ram game. And I don't think, even though he's more of a pass rushing D tackle, he still is better against the run than what they've had. Because you look at the subsequent games in Arizona, James Conner, after you lost Hargrave, they were able to run all the way, you know, down your throat in Kansas City, same thing.
Third quarter, fourth quarter,
exactly.
Yeah, not in the first half, though. And you know, again, I mean, Cowboys have the worst run game in the league, but bottled them up. Again, yeah. I'm not saying it's great, but I don't agree that the Niner run defense has gotten worse since Hargrave went out. I actually think it's gotten a little bit better. And I'm not doing that by metrics. I'm just doing that by what I see with my eyes. You know, you mentioned Kyron. Yeah, Kyron Williams, to me, for four quarters, if you wanted to talk about someone who was, like, effective, gashing 7, 8, 9 yards, that's the guy. And Hargrave was still in for that game. So
yeah, he got hurt in that game. But
I know, in the second half.
Yep. And then, for me, it was the James Conner game and also the Kansas City game where it became just Kareem Hunt, here you go, come have some. And it was just off tackle all day, right up the middle. And so, yes, Khalil Davis might be a good run stopper. I haven't watched enough tape on him. I just look at what he's done with Houston so far, and it's been, you know, really part-time play at best. And that's your solution?
Yeah,
that plays, to me, is a little surprising.
That's fine. Yeah, I get that. He plays about a third of the snaps so far in Houston. That's been his role so far this year. I guess what I'm getting at, and I'm not trying to say, like, this move is a depth piece, whatever. And would I have loved to see the Niners have a bigger swing? Sure. But to me, it's about how we translate it. Let me read a text to you and see if you buy this, okay? Comcast Business Text Line, thank you for listening. Thank you for diving in here. 925. What it feels to me is the 49ers realize how far they are from a Super Bowl this year. So they've decided to regroup and go for it next year. This roster, as currently constructed, is nowhere near contention, in my opinion. Agree?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Niners feel that way at all.
If they were in like the NFC North, then maybe. If they were 4-4 and they were 3 games back and they were in third place or they were in last place in the division, then maybe you could look at that and say, "Well, I mean, to win that division, to get a wild card, that would be really, really tough." But you are in a division where you just need to, like, beat your division opponents and win a couple more games, and you can still win this division. So I don't see it that way.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.